Here's retirement phase expert Phil Cannella with today's report.
Today's report, we're going to be talking about helicopter parents. And this means parents who are hovering over their kids while going to school. According to administrators in higher education, parents today regularly intervene in their children's affair at school, calling up university presidents to resolve roommate issues, impersonating their kids on the phone, and even secretly doing the schoolwork themselves. Experts say it's creating a helpless generation that neither is equipped nor inclined to solve the simplest problems in life as adults. This is a real concern for our economy. 90% of people born beginning in the late 1970s claim to be extremely close to their parents. Now, that's a good thing, but it has bad implications. Millennials are so close to their parents that they haven't been given the chance to learn how to do things on their own. In a survey of over 2 million people, 13% of managers said millennials were unprepared for the workforce. As they enter the world of work, many don't know how or where to start when given an assignment. Without their parents telling them what to do, they don't know what to do. They feel insecure and cannot make their own decisions. The Association of American Colleges and Universities surveyed about 400 employers and 613 college students about how ready those students were to enter the professional world. The survey found large differences between the thinking of students and the very employers who are employing them. For example, 65% of the students felt their writing skills were strong enough for a professional world, but only 27% of the employers agreed. This age group is the next line to fill the consumption bubble that we, the baby boomers, created. They will not be able to sustain the spending levels that we have done as baby boomers. This will impact the bottom line on many publicly traded companies, thus creating a stock market decline in the future.
Crash Proof Retirement LLC is not licensed to sell securities, nor do they recommend securities to anyone at any time. Any interviews conducted by Retirement Media, Inc. are not to be considered endorsements.
Live from the Crash Proof Retirement Studios in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, this is the Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small, a production of Retirement Media, Inc. Now, Phil Cannella.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I am Phil Cannella, along with my courageous co-host, beautiful bride and CEO of Crash Proof Retirement, Joanne Small. Joanne, how are you today?
I'm wonderful today, and I'm excited to get started. We have a fabulous, interesting show today that people should really keep their ears wide open.
And we're also joined by Mr. Bob Bambara. Bob, how are you?
I'm doing great, Phil. Thank you for asking. Happy to be here. And as always, Joanne, it's great seeing you.
Once again, Joanne, I want to say how proud I am to sit beside you week in and week out and see you healthy and share our passion for what we do, which is educating. When you're looking at your finances and you're looking to invest what you've worked a lifetime for, you have to be careful of three things. One, is the person you're dealing with giving you accurate and factual information? Two, do they have your best interest at hand? Do they have a fiduciary responsibility? And three, are they speaking clearly where you're understanding what they're saying, or are they speaking above what you understand, which a lot of times is done intentionally, so you don't know the right questions to ask? When you are transparent as an advisor, you are giving the truth, and when you are transparent to the consumer, they have clarity, and now they can make a good decision.
And that all falls under having a fiduciary responsibility. And the exclusive Crash Proof Retirement System, unlike the securities industry, we do have a fiduciary responsibility to every one of our clients. That means we have a legal and ethical and transparent responsibility to put our clients' best interest before our very own.
But it goes beyond that. When you listen to Main Street media, I want you to really see the message behind the words. It's all about securities. It's all about risking what you've worked for. It's all about an industry with no fiduciary responsibility. It's known as Wall Street. They've always been designed for risk and leverage what you've worked for. However, in contrast to that, you have the insurance industry that dates back to 1780. When you take any product out from any life insurance institution, It could be long-term care contract. It could be a life insurance contract. It could be a crash-proof investment account. It could be a fixed annuity. It could be an indexed annuity. These are all life insurance guaranteed contracts that are issued by life insurance companies. And should the life insurance company who holds any of these contracts go out of business, the strength does not lie within one insurance institution in our industry. The whole industry will come together as a safety net in the industry in which that one company went under, and they will have a fiduciary responsibility to those contract holders, be it any type of product from the life insurance industry. No consumer, I want to make this clear, no consumer since 1780 in the 300-year-plus industry of the life insurance financial industry has ever lost a penny of their principal due to a life insurance institution going belly up, going out of business, no longer here. Even though you had your accounts with that one insurance company called the life insurance institution, in the unlikely event they go under, you don't lose your principal. It's not just guaranteed by the life insurance company that holds the account. It's guaranteed by the industry. Now, if you're hearing anything different, chances are you're hearing it from someone that's licensed to sell mutual funds that don't have a fiduciary responsibility. And so it's okay to give you half a truth. Half a truth. And here's what I mean. The life insurance industry does guarantee your contract, but should they not be around to guarantee your contract? The whole industry is. So by someone telling you that your contract is only as good as that one institution holding it is a flat lie, because it's a half truth, and a half truth to me is a whole lie. So are you surprised to hear Wall Street does not have a fiduciary responsibility? I don't know why anyone would be surprised. You see the headline news where General Motors fleeced their investors, and 2 years after their bailout, they profit $11 billion and leaves their original bondholders high and dry. You've heard Goldman Sachs packaged their own investment, assured it, so they can rip off $1 billion, but they got caught and only got fined 50%. Why should people be surprised? It's always in the headline news. Someone being fleeced, someone being defrauded in their security account, or someone taking their money, and it all has to do with securities. But none of you out there have ever read a headline news on a life insurance institution stealing anyone's money or even going out of business and keeping anyone's money. So the proof is in the pudding, the proof is in the facts, and the facts are the life insurance industries in this great country are a brick house industry that do not flex or even shake during any catastrophes with the economy. Now, if you're surprised that Wall Street doesn't have a fiduciary responsibility, tens of thousands of people who attend the crash-proof events are very surprised. And they're angry to hear that Wall Street doesn't have a fiduciary responsibility, seeing that they're working with everything you worked for. Listen to just some samples of reactions when they come and hear what they've learned from the crash-proof events.
My name's Eleanor, and I'm from Perkiomenville, Pennsylvania. Today, in this presentation, I learned how the system is set up very much against the common citizen, the common investor, and that there are much greater risks, and they have proven by the past that there are much greater risks than we are advised and aware of when we invest.
David Drag, I am in the Fairless Hills area, Pennsylvania. The things that stuck out to me the most tonight, which was a real eye-opener, was number one, 49% of our country is living on the backs of 51% working. Well, I happen to be the 51% still working, and that is really a shock. I didn't realize the percentages were that high. The second thing is that the 4.5% trend of the crash proof still beat out the 500 major corporations of companies in America that most people are investing into. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, that's a clear picture right there, seeing that chart or that trend,
yeah,
that how you really have to do something different than what we've been doing.
Now, we had the chance to interview this country's leading research and analytic firm over Wall Street, known as Dalbar Corporation. The founder and CEO, Lou Harvey, the nation's leading financial CEO with research firms. And here's the real reason why Wall Street doesn't have a fiduciary responsibility, according to the CEO and founder of Dalbar Corporation. Lou Harvey, in every industry, it is required to have a fiduciary responsibility to hold a professional license, meaning that you have to put the consumer's interest first before your own self-serving professional interest. Why doesn't Wall Street and their advisors operate under the same fiduciary responsibility?
Congress receives major campaign contributions from Wall Street. Surprisingly, Wall Street is not operationally set up to handle a fiduciary relationship. Too expensive to replace all of my compensation systems, retrain all of my people, reinvent procedures and practices, invent new selling mechanisms. The whole structure that's been built over the last 100 years would have to be turned on end. And that's the thing they fear the most. If I have to replace my entire factory, the business is not worth it to me.
So in the industry of Wall Street, that is not the only area where a fiduciary responsibility is not required. You realize that with the federal government agency known as the Security Exchange Commission in Washington, D.C., many of their executives operate without a fiduciary responsibility. How so? I had the opportunity of interviewing the Inspector General's office. H. David Kotz was the Inspector General of the United States Security Exchange Commission for 5 years, from 2007 through January 31st of 2012. And here's what H. David Kotz, then the Inspector General, had to say about his own agency. And listen very clearly, as he clearly states, there's no fiduciary responsibility with inside the federal government agencies.
Walk me through your thoughts in your mind and tell us what you think is your biggest block in trying to accomplish what you're trying to do here at the SEC. What's your biggest challenge?
I think just generally in the federal government, management is often a big challenge. You know, taking appropriate action where there is wrongdoing or misconduct, you know, and managers often are reluctant to take action against people who work for them. It's difficult to take action. It involves litigation, can be very messy. You know, it takes time out of the regular work that you do. And I don't know that this is necessarily relative to only the SEC, but in general, managers, I've worked in different positions at different agencies as someone who dealt with disciplinary actions. I think in general, that's always a challenge to get the manager to do the right thing and to take the time, take the effort, and you know, whether it's terminate or discipline an employee who engages in wrongdoing. It's very important to do that because it sends a message to the rest of the folks in the agency that this is not going to be tolerated, and then you have a much more productive work environment.
Now, that is the top cop, the Inspector General, H. David Kotz, then of the Security Exchange Commission, explaining how their own agency, the agency being the regulators, the Security Exchange Commission, over these financial firms, don't operate under a fiduciary responsibility. They don't even want to take action against those that are doing the wrong thing. Crash-proof retirement vehicles are not securities, and we are not regulated by an agency called the Federal Government Agencies, the Security Exchange Commission, that operates with no fiduciary responsibility. We are in a very highly regulated industry where the insurance commissioner has a tight grip on all their state employees and regulatory agencies that regulate insurance companies. In the insurance industry, we do not place your hard-earned money at market risk. Uncertainty, corruption, lack of fiduciary responsibility only exist on Wall Street. We are not licensed to sell securities, nor would we ever recommend them to any investor at any time who has accumulated more than 25 years and wants to have a safe retirement.
We have eliminated the conflict of interest that exists on Wall Street because our design team, they are paid a set salary, and they do not receive a commission based on which crash-proof vehicles they recommend. Using our exclusive crash-proof retirement system, our mission is to create a custom-fit guide that accomplishes your specific financial goals and they allow you to have peace of mind throughout your retirement. And after our educational process is complete, if you decide to take advantage of the Crash Proof Retirement System to protect your nest egg, we will never take one penny of your principal. So that means 100% of your money is working 100% of the time for you. We make our money by receiving a one-time fee from the issuing insurance companies that offer these crash-proof vehicles. They consider it a marketing cost for educating you on their vehicles.
This one-time fee does not come out of your accounts ever. You'll right. never pay a dime in any crash-proof vehicle or to anyone here at our firm. 100% of your money works 100% at a time. Now, in 2010, we did exactly that for Vince and Joyce Natel from Havertown, PA.
There were no solicitations, no fees. Basically, everything we've done so far has been on a volunteer basis because all Crash Proof Retirement does is provide the information. I used to think I was at least somewhat savvy as to how to invest money and what normal gains on that money could be, certainly the risks. But I didn't know half of what I should have known and what I was made aware of through Crash Proof Retirement. I didn't know half of that.
We rolled over most of our 401k and IRAs into the Crash Proof Retirement Program, and we've averaged over 6.5% a year. The
right.
program speaks for itself, really, and we know that.
You're listening to the Crash Proof Retirement Show. We'll be right back after this break.
You are listening to the one and only Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small. And we invite you to attend the next Crash Proof event, which is Wednesday, September 18th at the William Penn Inn in Gwinnett, PA. This educational event starts at 5 p.m. and is followed by complimentary dinner. And we invite you to bring a guest. There is no cost, no obligation. However, seating is limited and you must register. And you can do that simply by calling 800-722-9728 or register online at crashproofretirement.com. Crash Proof Retirement's one-of-a-kind, no-pressure educational process allowed Carl and Sandra Moyer to make an informed decision when presented with their custom-designed Crash Proof Retirement System.
My wife and I were driving one Saturday. We turned on 1210 on the radio. Boy, I can't believe what Phil just said. This can't be true. Monday morning, we made a phone call to Phil's office and made an appointment.
And we just discussed how we could learn to feel secure and not be in a risk mode. And it was so relaxed and comfortable. We didn't feel pressure or that we were under the gun. None of that. It was so comfortable, and you mustn't feel embarrassed because you don't understand. You just open yourself up and say, I don't understand this, and could you say it again? So when you walk out, you're sure what's happening.
As you can tell by listening to the voices of real, everyday people, it is all about the education at Crash Proof Retirement. It is not too good to be true. See for yourself how the Crash Proof Retirement System gives you control over your financial future with 100% of your money working for you 100% of the time. And we would love to see you at our next Crash Proof event happening Wednesday, September 18th at the William Penn Inn in Gwinnett, PA. It starts at 5 p.m. Call to register at 800-722-9728 or register online at crashproofretirement.com. And now let's continue with more of the one and only Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. When you come out to one of our Crash Proof events, we explain what I call and what is a law for over 100 years with IRS, the exclusion ratio. This is something many accountants are not aware of, and so many consumers never heard of it. The exclusion ratio is a law
that only applies to guaranteed instruments through the insurance industry. These are financial investment accounts that insurance companies issue that are guaranteed not to lose principal. And IRS gives them two special tax statuses that you can get nowhere other than this vehicle. One of them is called the exclusion ratio. When people come out to the event, they learn how to have a 10-year income, and 85% is not going to be taxed each and every year. The only rule by IRS is you have to be 59 and a half or older, and you can take advantage of that law. Now, it doesn't apply to retirement accounts. It applies to non-retirement accounts. They're known as non-qualified accounts. So if you have a non-qualified account or a joint account or a non-IRA account and you're over the age of 59 and a half, come out to one of our programs or just simply call 800-722-9728 and come in for an appointment. And I want you to hear from Mr. Don Fliegler. He took advantage of the exclusion ratio. He has a crash-proof system. He has access with no penalty, has safety, and now has a guaranteed income that's not being taxed.
And peace of mind.
I was listening to Phil and Joanne on the radio on Saturday morning and learned about Crash Proof Retirement. And soon after that, coincidentally, I got an invitation in the mail to attend the educational event. It was during 2008 when the market was going way down, and every month I'd get my equity statements, mutual funds, stocks and bonds, and seeing the amount go lower and lower and lower. And so it was a very timely invitation. At the educational event, Phil mentioned the exclusion ratio, which it was interesting to learn that I could have up to 85% of my income qualify under the exclusion ratio and not pay taxes on it. I had an annuity at the time. I had a variable annuity. I learned that it was subject to market fluctuations. There was extensive surrender fees involved with it. And it was very appealing to learn that you could actually invest a sum of money, have no downside, and be fully protected.
At the educational events, you know, what we've been hearing, and their rooms are packed. It is unbelievable the concerns that people have. But I have to tell you something, Bob, and I'm going to boast a little bit about Mr. Cannella, because what goes on at these educational events are facts. It's the truth, and we back it up with the interviews that we have been able to obtain with people that are concerned about our economy. They're concerned about the everyday person who is in retirement. And that's what we're hearing after the events. Phil tells it like it is. They're getting the actual unbiased information of what they need to determine how to plan and make sure that their finances are going to be secure so they don't outlive their money. And that's what everyone's concerned about. We're 50% of the population right now. We need to understand what's going on so we can make a good decision about our financial future.
Now, here are some of the things we go over so that you can understand, and we teach it logically. I profess like a professor. I profess it logically. I don't teach scholastically. I teach logically, and we all have common sense. Here are some of the things that we hit at the program. We talk about at the educational program, and we'll explain to you why there is a bomb bubble in place that is now deflating. Why states are taking pension money out of hedge funds. How to leave a legacy, a tax-free legacy, and how to avoid probate. We're not attorneys. I'm not licensed, nor is our firm as attorneys, but I can educate you how to avoid probate with the ink in your pen, with your bank accounts and your security accounts. You don't need a trust if you're trying to avoid probate with those accounts. When you come out to the program, that's a crash-proof principle I give you up front. How to avoid probate with the ink in the pen that we're going to give you when you come out to our programs, and how to leave a tax-free legacy, meaning that let's kick IRS and Uncle Sam out of your retirement account for three generations. That is possible. Many of you are not aware because you're not dealing with a retirement phase expert. And by the way, that's another thing we go over, the difference between a retirement phase expert and an accumulation phase expert. Right. Many people are dealing with an accumulation phase expert that shows you how to accumulate with the risk and fees. And these people are only trained in risk management. They have no education in taxes or safe alternatives or IRAs or 401ks. Of course, they know how to transfer those accounts, so they get to work with them in risk, but that's about all they know. There are many law changes that go on each and every year with your retirement accounts, and many people don't let you know it. Well, the fact is there's 300 to 500 law changes each and every year with IRAs that govern all these retirement accounts. Are you keeping up with it? A law came out in 1997, and this law allows anyone, whether you're working, whether you're retired, doesn't matter your age, this law allows you four things. One, to have a tax-free retirement account. If you apply this law that's been out for over 20 years now, came out in 97, you don't have to pay taxes on your IRA anymore. In fact, not only do you not have to pay taxes, but it'll grow tax-free for three generations. For three generations, not just during the account holder's lifetime. There'll be no tax increases. You'll be growing tax-free, but for three generations. If you're over 70 and a half and you're taking required minimum distributions right now and you apply this law, you can stop taking those required distributions forever. Once you apply this tax-favored law to your retirement accounts, not only will it grow tax-free and be tax-free and have no tax increases for three generations, but you no longer, as the account holder, have to take a required minimum distribution ever. And all that means is you take money out of your IRA when you want to take it out, and there's no tax implications at all, but you have to apply the law. And the fourth and very big thing about this law that came out in 1997, how coincidental is this, Joanne and Bob, that when you apply this law to any retirement account, and anyone can do it, you're immune. You control your own account. IRS is no longer in control, and I think that's going to be a big thing in the future.
Oh, my God, yes.
Many people do not understand that you do not own your retirement account alone. You have a partner, and your partner is IRS. You always had IRS as a partner. Their name just doesn't appear on your statement all these years. That number that your pension or your statement or your IRA or 401k shows, it's not all yours. Part of it's IRS. You owe taxes on that whole account called your retirement account. And even though you are the senior partner, your junior partner called IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, they are the controlling partner. And who controls IRS? Congress. And if Congress or IRS wants to increase the country's income, they'll do it through income tax brackets, and they'll do it through retirement accounts. $21 trillion in debt as a government, $24 trillion in retirement accounts in this country, and the government has a straight pipeline to your retirement account. So I think it's really ironic that this law came out in 1997, and it's still available. No one knows about it. People are not taking advantage of it. Well, Joanne, you and I did in our crash-proof system. We have a tax-free zone because we took advantage of this law. We don't have regular IRAs. We have tax-free growing IRAs. And if you want to learn more about this, come to one of the programs. It's just one of the areas we cover. How about this one? This is very basic, and we cover this every program. What's the difference between an interest increase and an increase called a gain? Oh, there's a tremendous difference. Find out. I'll give you some indications. With interest, you control the value. Nothing takes the value out of an interest-bearing account but the account holder. Not a bankruptcy, not a market crash. How about this, another attribute of any increase that gives you interest as the increase? There's never a fee. There's no fees on CDs with banks. They credit interest. There's never a fee. 100% of your money works 100% of the time, not just with CDs, with any interest bearing account. Any account that credits an increase called interest, there's no fees. There's no risk to your value. The only risk to your value is that you take the money out. There are many more attributes to interest versus gains. And when you find out, ladies and gentlemen, that you can have double-digit interest returns, you'll make and see the difference. Go to crashproofretirement.com, and there you'll see 300 interviews of clients, and many of them got double digits in the last few years. You're going to learn the brick house industry versus the stick house and the straw house. What industry would be the straw house industry? Take a guess. It blew in half in 08, and it blew in half in 01 and 02 and 03. So take a guess what one is the stick house. The brick house industry is the life insurance financial industry who doesn't file bankruptcy. And I can guarantee this on this fine radio station and with my full fiduciary duty to you, the public, I can say this is a direct truth. that there hasn't been a client, a policyholder, an insured that has lost their product from a life insurance financial industry that went out of business. That went out of business and no longer exists. Those people with that firm that went out of business never lost their products, no matter what the firm was. And there's been about a half dozen firms that I'm aware of over the last 100 years that have gone out, but no one's lost the product. So the brick house industry is the life insurance financial industry, and they have investment accounts that give you guarantees, certainties, and that have outproduced the top 500 companies called the S&P 500. Now, they're not my words. They're the words of Wharton School of Business, University of Penn. Their two-year in-depth study concluded that. And that's another thing that you'll learn at the program. How about this one? How to have long-term care without annual premiums. That's been out since 1987. We talked about the tax-free IRA. Let's talk about why we're talking about taxes. I see a lot of these mailers going out in South Florida and here around our Philadelphia region saying, find out about the new Social Security tax law to help you. There's no new Social Security tax laws, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, the proper word, if you want to be a little bit, as a marketer, you don't use the word new. How about you use the word current?
Right.
The current Social Security laws, because the current Social Security laws have been out for a lot of years. And if you have dividends, you're reinvesting. This is the Social Security law everyone's trying to pull you in with. It's no secret. Maybe you didn't hear of it, but it's not a new law. It's been out forever. If you look on Schedule B of your tax return, and it's easy to find Schedule B, it's right after Schedule A, and it says it in the left-hand corner.
And it's before Schedule C.
Yeah, so pull out your 1040, federally speaking, and turn to Schedule B, and then that's going to be a list of all the interest or dividend income that you're receiving. You'll see on there your Social Security, you'll see your dividend income, your interest income, and you'll see Social Security income, you'll see pension income. All that income is on there because Uncle Sam wants to know what tax bracket you're in.
Right.
And that depends on the amount of your income, the level of your income. Now, certain dividends are going to be counted as ordinary dividends. Other dividends you're not going to have to pay taxes on if it's being thrown out off a retirement account. It'll be tax deferred until you take it out. But we perform what we call a financial MRI. Now, this was recently developed within the last 3 or 4 years by Joanne and I. It's made up of about 10 analyses. Sometimes it's 12. But this financial MRI is a see-through look on your investments. In other words, we put your portfolio and your tax return, along with that Schedule B, through 10 analyses. Each analysis is a forensic investigation, a detailed drilled-down look of the tax return, stock portfolios, bond portfolios. And we give you what's called the metadata. We give you the MRI that we've done. And it shows you your specific investments, the disclosures on your specific investments, and the detail you never took the time to read that are negatives and that are erosions with inside your accounts. Now, what would be an erosion? Well, it's like a termite to wood, right? Mm, it's right. Like a cancer cell in a body. An erosion is like a prostate cancer and you don't know you have it because you never bothered to take the test, but yet there's something drastically wrong and you don't feel it until the time comes. A lot of you have an erosion within your portfolios that you're not feeling it until the time comes, and that would be a market crash, and then all of a sudden it's half gone or most gone. You want to find out about what is going to go away during the next catastrophe, and that's what our financial MRI will do for you. We give you the factual information. It's called the disclosures off your investment accounts. So if I'm pulling down a mutual fund offline, it'll be your mutual fund, and it'll be the disclosures from that mutual fund, and you'll see the erosion that's taken place. We give you that metadata. This is all part of an analysis that we perform called the financial MRI, and this is part of the process. Also, when you come out to these programs, you want to not only learn about all the things we just mentioned, and of course how to protect and have certainties in the future, but you'll see exclusive interviews by the brightest professional minds in the federal government, in the research area. The two top research companies in this country is Boston College and Transamerica Research Center. You'll hear from both of those presidents. When you come out, you'll hear from the Inspector General and top economists. We verify what we say. We show you what the financial windshield is going to be in the future through these exclusive interviews. And it's sort of kind of like salts the horse's oats before we bring him to the water.
Right.
So we're trying to create the need for you folks to understand that there's a storm coming. It's a global economic storm. The top three economies on the globe, two out of the three in recessions, and the top one called America. Wow, we have 49% of the country not working and 59% aging. It is a problem that's going to continue to get worse as time goes on, and you do want to be prepared for it.
Well, you certainly do want to be prepared for it, Phil. And the best way, as we know, to be prepared for retirement with guarantees is to get educated on the exclusive Crash Proof Retirement System. And you can start things off by attending the next Crash Proof event with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small, which is Wednesday, September 18th at the William Penn Inn in Gwinnett, PA. This educational event starts at 5 p.m. and is followed by a complimentary dinner, and we invite you to bring a guest. There is no cost, no obligation. However, seating is limited, and you must register. And you can do that simply by calling 800-722-9728, or you can register online at crashproofretirement.com. So take the time now that you have it. Make the phone call, 800-722-9728, or again, go online at crashproofretirement.com. Come to this event because, if anything, Joanne Small, the education you receive is truly unique.
What is unique to the Crash Proof Retirement consumers is our Crash Proof Retirement System. It's not just a product. It's not an idea. It is a system that is tailor-fit to your individual needs.
Everybody, financially speaking, sings a different tune,
right,
with their portfolio. What we have essentially done, and this is kind of like proprietary information that I'll share, I've taken principles from musical instruments and the sheet they follow called the music sheet. That music sheet orchestrates those musical instruments. Well, instruments all have principles, and so do financial instruments. Our Crash Proof System is nothing less than a music sheet that orchestrates financial instruments in a fine-tuned arrangement to fit people's goals. And if we cannot put an arrangement together with our financial instruments to fit your financial goals, you will know that on the very first visit. As a consumer advocacy firm, we're not out to sell anybody, let alone everybody. We're out to educate anyone so we can see if there's a fit. And you'll know within the first visit if there's a fit or not, because we're not going to waste your time. And also, our time is valuable as well. Let's talk about the two of the top 10 economies in recessions, Japan and China, and their trillions of dollars in debt like all these other ones. We get another economy or two among the top 10 go into a recession mode. I will tell you, it will be a collateral effect among the other top 10, and it will be a domino effect around the globe, and it will be called the sixth debt crash, globally speaking. So that's what we're looking at, and there's only one way to avoid it, ladies and gentlemen. It's not about coming to Crash Proof Retirement's office, because the first step in being crash proof is to step off the battlefield called Wall Street. Preserve. We don't sell securities. We're not licensed to sell securities. We don't recommend securities. But what we do recommend, take a sidestep, go lateral, go into a safe account with your broker, with your Morgan Stanley financial guy, whoever you're dealing with securities, exercise the number one rule. Get in low, get out high, step to the sideline for 2 years and see what the markets do. And here's how you can tell, Bob, if people are, if you're going to do the right thing. If you go off the market and you're not going to make money, you're just going to be safe, three things will happen. Number one, all the fees will stop because everyone has fees being on the market. Number two, all the risk will stop because you'll be at no risk. Yes, you're not going to grow, but that's not why you're on the sidelines. You're on the sidelines to rest. You don't want to be on the battlefield. And number three, that'll give you peace of mind. Now, here's how you can tell. If you're on the sidelines and you take this opinion I'm giving you, and the market goes up 9% 2 years in a row, and it's up 18%. Is that going to change your lifestyle? Are you going to be upset because you missed out on 18%? Well, at this point, you probably would say, yeah, that would bother me, Phil. But let's go to the other side of the coin. If the market cuts in half or more over the next 2 years, and you're not on the sidelines, would that change your lifestyle? If you stayed on the market and it cut in half, would that change your lifestyle? And then those two decisions, those two answers should determine whether you stay on the market or get off.
So what Phil is saying is you better listen to yourself. Stop listening to other people and do what's right for yourself. If you do not take your finances and put them back in your control, and someone else controls your finances, you just lost control, possibly, of your future retirement nest egg.
I'm going to let you hear from Bruce Rader. He is Temple University's Fox School of Business, and he's going to talk to you about regulating themselves, meaning Wall Street, and ethics. Here's Dr. Bruce Rader from the Fox School of Business. Dr. Rader, do you think more regulation for Wall Street will work, since it hasn't worked in 78 years that the Security Exchange Commission has been in office?
When you talk about regulation, it's most of the time there is enough regulation on the books to prevent almost anything from happening. The problem you have is enforcement.
Right, execution.
Okay, so I don't worry about more regulation. There was regulation in place that could have saved the debacle in mortgages and stuff like that that occurred that peaked in 2007, 2008. There was no enforcement of those regulations. And that's a key element to understand. They can create all the regulations they want unless you pay the money for enforcement. And you have a government right now who's trying to cut back on spending. And what they want to do is cut back on spending on what? Regulation. We want to make it more free markets. But they get rid of the regulation that hurts the public more than they get rid of the regulation that benefits the securities industry. When they're supposed to be in the business of leveling the playing field.
And that's the words of Dr. Bruce Rader. In fact, he goes on to say the investor is lying because the advisor is saying you can depend on us. But what do you do about that? How do you fix that? You fix it by getting it in writing.
Thank you. You took the words right out of my mouth. That's the bottom line. Anyone can say words. Okay. It's air coming at you. The bottom line is you back it up and you put it in writing. If someone can't put it in writing, then you better run as fast as you possibly can. And the whole point of our radio show is to get people to understand that you have to take the control and put it back in your hands. People are coming to our educational events not for the free dinner. They're packing our rooms because we're all concerned about what's happening. Take the next step. Come to our next educational event. Call 800-722-9728 and come in and start your education now. We'll be right back after this break.
You are listening to the one and only Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small. And we invite you to attend the next Crash Proof event, which is Wednesday, September 18th at the William Penn Inn in Gwinnett, PA. This educational event starts at 5 p.m. and is followed by a complimentary dinner. And we invite you to bring a guest. There is no cost, no obligation. However, seating is limited and you must register. And you can do that simply by calling 800-722-9728 or register online at crashproofretirement.com. When you attend a Crash Proof educational event, you'll see Phil Cannella and Joanne Small unveil the exclusive Crash Proof Retirement System, expose the relationship between mainstream media and the stock market, administer the Advisor Trust Test, and play exclusive interviews documenting why you need a market crash prevention plan. I want you to listen now to the actual words of some of the thousands of people who attend our Crash Proof educational events every year and hear what they think. We'll start with a group of people who attended an event explaining what they learned from Phil Cannella and Joanne Small.
My name is Valerie and I'm from Souderton. What I learned was it's pretty scary that the people on Wall Street don't have to be as upfront or as honest with you as you would hope them to be, especially if they're investing your money. You need to really look into seeing who is investing your money, what their title and responsibility to you are, and make sure that they do have fiduciary responsibility for you.
My name is Mary. I'm from Souderton. What I learned was Phil talked about the lack of fiduciary responsibility on Wall Street, and I also learned from Phil about the fees for mutual funds and other investments. Astounding what Phil talked about. Just very eye-opening to learn, you know, Wall Street's not really on your side.
Well, as you can tell by listening to the voices of real everyday people, the Crash Proof Retirement Educational Event is truly a unique educational experience. You're going to discover the safe alternatives outside of the securities industry
utilized in the proprietary crash-proof retirement system, which guarantees you never lose a penny of your principal and also guarantees you always move forward, documented with real statements by over 5,000 crash-proof consumers. And we would love to see you at our next crash-proof event happening Wednesday, September 18th at the William Penn Inn in Gwinnett, PA. It starts at 5 p.m. Call to register at 800-722-9728 or register online at crashproofretirement.com. And now let's continue with more of the one and only Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And we are going to do the Consumer Spotlight. And Joanne, who is it?
We're going to feature our very own Peg and Mike Ward, who are from Harleysville, Pennsylvania, and they've averaged well over 4% that interest goes into their account, and no one can take it out except them.
Now, the reason why we're using Mr. and Mrs. Ward out of 5,000 crash-proof consumers here in the metropolitan area is because Peg Ward decided to drive a friend to one of our programs. Right. She was the ride. She came out because she was driving her neighbor. Mm-hmm. She sat at the event, and this woman came through our process at the height of 07.
Right.
She came with us about 60 days prior to the crash of 08. Listen to her story.
I was just going back to the year 2007. We went to a educational class with Phil Cannella. And at that time, the market was doing wonderful. And Phil put into us the fact that anything could happen. And we felt kind of that way. And we went completely in with Phil's idea of stabilizing our accounts and not taking any kind of dips. That following October, we were in New England and the market took a dip. Big time. So I called Phil and said, Phil, do we have anything to worry about? And he said, not at all. Have a good vacation. You are free from worry.
Because their nest egg was protected by our exclusive and guaranteed crash-proof retirement system, Peg and her husband Mike were free from worry, and they were able to sleep soundly during the crash of 08, and they were able to enjoy their vacation they just spoke about, while most retirees sadly saw their retirement accounts lose 30, 40, and even 50%. Peg has not been shy in discussing the peace of mind that she's had. Here's Peg talking about how Crash Proof Retirement has performed for her and Mike.
Today, we are so far above where we were when we went in with Phil. Besides the peace of mind that we weren't going down, and we feel very comfortable with the fact that we're never going to lose our principal, which has gone up continuously year after year. We are not worried about a drop like we were in 07, and you can't beat that.
And it's important for everyone to know that every year we offer crash-proof consumers like Peg the opportunity to make adjustments to their system and increase their returns.
And the reason why we offer what we call an annual review is because our crash-proof system is not made up of one contract, one investment. It's multi-guaranteed instruments that are well blended together. And it allows us once a year to pick out different strategies on how we're going to gain more interest. And the interesting thing is, ladies and gentlemen, we pick out strategies once a year for our system, for the clients that have them, and we tailor fit them to the current market condition. Just listen to what it does to one's accounts. Here's Peg Ward.
Every year we come in and we're given a review of our accounts. We're told how each one is doing. Do we have any questions? Do we want to change anything? We have experts on a drawing board showing us our individual accounts and how well they are doing and where do we want to go from there.
The appointments and the meetings we had have been very educational, and I think when we come out of there, you feel good about it. And we still, it's up to you to make the choice what you want to do for the coming up year.
It's very informative, and we feel that we're on top of it. We've gotten an education year after year from that first luncheon meeting And then we came here and we locked in. We have changed our formula here and there along the way, but basically we are very much on top of where we were when we came in.
Meg and Mike Ward have benefited from each step of our Crash Proof process, from our educational events to our no charge, I'm going to say it again, no charge annual reviews. We never charge. They now fully understand how important it is to eliminate risk in retirement so their accounts aren't recovering from loss, but thriving. They are thriving from interest that is gained within these accounts. With their security, they continue to enjoy frequent vacations without worrying about the volatility of the markets.
And the interesting thing here is that it is interest going into their accounts, and it's not 0.1 or 0.2%. And there's no chance of anyone or any economic element changing the value of that account except for Mike and Peg.
I would recommend to anybody to go to the event with Phil giving his explanations. And I just can't help but think there's no way they could possibly lose a thing. And if they're at the age we were, particularly, where we can't afford to make up any losses. As far as Phil and Joanne, I can't thank them enough. We are in their debt. Mm-hmm. They are very down-to-earth people. They're so eager to be of help. They're so good at everything that we've asked them about. They have limitless patience. I have only wonderful things to say about Phil and Joanne. We still go to Florida for the winter and enjoy it and know that we don't have to worry about checking in with the market and seeing what it's doing. We go with a clear mind, and that means a lot.
And we thank you, Peg and Mike Ward, for having the trust in us that you will always be able to have, because you're guaranteed now to get through retirement. This past quarter on Wall Street has proven just how volatile and insecure the markets are. And we know that you do not want to worry about the next market crash while you're on your next vacation. Come in. Get educated, not sold. You're going to make the decision, but we're going to give you the education. And the sources that we use are very, very credible. In fact, they are the most solid, credible sources out there. And we prove it at every educational event. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the one and only Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small. And we invite you to attend the next Crash Proof event, which is Wednesday, September 18th at the William Penn Inn in Gwinnett, PA. This educational event starts at 5 p.m. and is followed by a complimentary dinner, and we invite you to bring a guest. There is no cost, no obligation. However, seating is limited, and you must register. And you can do that simply by calling 800-722-9728 or register online at crashproofretirement.com. Since becoming a Crash Proof consumer, Teresa Miller of Lansdale, PA, now enjoys peace of mind in retirement, knowing that no matter what the stock market does, her savings are not subject to market volatility.
Crash-proof retirement means to me that the money that I have will not be lost, that I will have enough money for as long as I'm going to live to take care of myself, and at the end, I have some to leave to my kids. Crash-proof retirement gives me peace of mind. The best part about the crash-proof vehicles is that I won't lose my money, and that was my first priority when I retired. Not only will I not lose my money, I have the option to kind of play around. I know that I can do different strategies every year, and I have the option to make money without losing the money that I'm playing with, and that's got to be the best of both worlds.
As you can tell by listening to the voices of real, everyday people, it is all about the education at Crash Proof Retirement. It is not too good to be true. See for yourself how the Crash Proof Retirement System gives you control over your financial future with 100% of your money working for you 100% of the time. And we would love to see you at our next Crash Proof event happening Wednesday, September 18th at the William Penn Inn in Gwinnett, PA. It starts at 5 p.m. Call to register at 800-722-9728 or register online at crashproofretirement.com. Well, we would like to thank you so much for listening to this edition of the one and only Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small. And we also want to thank all of the Crash Proof consumers who gave testimonials on this program, as they are helping to educate the everyday investor on how mainstream media is inaccurate when it comes to your finances. And you can take a look at all of the interviews and testimonials that you heard on today's show by visiting crashproofretirement.com. There you will find over 300 of the more than 5,000 crash-proof consumers who now have peace of mind in retirement. And we invite you to listen in again tomorrow to another edition of the one and only Crash-Proof Retirement Show at 1 p.m. following the sounds of Sinatra with the legendary Sid Mark, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Joanne?
We're trying to prepare you, not scare you. Get educated. Start by calling 800-722-9728 or crashproofretirement.com.
And ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you each and every week for tuning in and listening to us. That does give us the wind to our well-being sail within our heart and soul. And I want you to know that doubts in our lives are often traitors to your dreams. They'll take them away if you let them, unless you can face your fears. And fears are nothing but the unknown. And that's where your education comes in. Don't fear what's going to happen in the future, financially speaking, but do get educated and take that proactive approach. And like you taught me, Dad, always stand for the truth on a foundation and always knock down the platform of lies that stand in your way. You've taught me so well, Dad, not so much by words, but by your actions. I love you, Dad.